ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। पुरा ग्रामा व्रजोद्याना क्षेत्रा आरामा आश्रमा आकरान् खेडा कर्वडा गोशांश दतुः पत्तनानि च पुरग्राम व्रजोद्याना क्षेत्रारामश्रामकरान् खेडाकर्वदकोशां च ददुः पत्तनानि च पुरग्राम व्रजोद्यानाम् क्षेत्रारामाश्रमाकरान् खेडकर्वडगोशां च ददुः पत्तनानि च पुरग्राम व्रजोद्यानाम् क्षेत्रारामाश्रमाकरान् खेडकर्वडगोशां च ददुः पत्तनानि च पुरग्राम व्रजोद्यानाम् क्षेत्रारामाश्रमाकरान् खेडकर्वदगोशां च ददगोपत्तनानि च पुरग्राम व्रजोद्यानाम् क्षेत्रारामाश्रमाकरान् खेडगर्वतकोशां च ददगोपत्तनानि च वैष्णवीस्। Pura, cities and towns. Grama, villages. Vraja, pasturing grounds. Udyana, gardens. Kshetra, agricultural fields. Arama, natural forest. Ashrama, hermitages of saintly persons. Akaran, and mines that produce valuable metals to maintain Brahmanical culture. Kheda farm, villages. Karvata, mountain villages. Koshan, the little villages of cowards. Cha and Daduhu, they burned. Pattanani, the capitals. Cha also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The demons set fire to the cities, villages, pasturing grounds, cow pens, gardens, agricultural fields and natural forests. They burned the hermitages of the saintly persons, important mines that produce valuable metals, the residential quarters of the agriculturists, the mountain villages and the villages of the cow protectors, the cowherd men. They also burned government capitals. Kindly repeat translation. The demons set fire to the cities, villages, pasturing grounds, cow pens, gardens, agricultural fields and natural forests. They burned the hermitages of the saintly persons, the important mines that produced valuable metals, the residential quarters of the agriculturists, the mountain villages and the villages of the cow protectors, the cowherd men. They also burned the government capitals. Purport. The word Udyana refers to places where trees are especially grown to produce fruits and flowers, which are most important for human civilization. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9:26, Patram Pushpam Bhalam Doyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachadi Tadaham Bhakti Bhagadam Ashnami Priyadatmanaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. Fruits and flowers are very much pleasing to the Lord. If one wants to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can simply offer fruits and flowers and the Lord will be pleased to accept them. Our only duty is to please Supreme Godhead. Samsiddhi Hari Toshanam. Whatever we do and whatever our occupation, our main purposes should be to please the Supreme Lord. All the paraphernalia mentioned in this verse is especially meant for the satisfaction of the Lord, not the satisfaction of one's senses. The government, indeed, the entire society should be structured in such a way that everyone can be trained to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But unfortunately, especially in this age, Nate Vidu Swartagadimvi Vishnum, people do not know that the highest goal of human life is to please Lord Vishnu. On the contrary, like demons, they simply plan to kill Vishnu and be happy by sense gratification. This is the purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnana Jnana Shalagaya Chakshurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangaro Divachalam Bangum Langaya Degirim Yatkripadamaham Mande Sri Gurum Vinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanyeshwaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayadam Suradho Bangor, mama mandama degadi ma sarvasva padam bojo radha madana mohano krishnaya vasudevaya devagi nandanaya cha nandago bagumaraya govindaya namo namaha govindaya namo namaha govindaya namo namaha namaha pankajanabhaya namaha pankajamaline namaha pankajanetraya namaste pankajangre. Hare Krishna. We are in the session of wonderful session of Srimad Bhagavatam. This particular chapter describing the demonic activities of Hiranyakashipu. We know that Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they were the doorkeepers of Lord Vishnu, Jaya and Vijaya. Somehow because of the curse from Vishwanath Kumaras, they had to come here and do this drama, acting. It is permitted by the Lord. However, Srimad Bhagavatam is narrating, even Hiranyakashipu saying Hiranyaksha things, everything is described here to teach us actually the Bhagavata Dharma. It is selected by Vyasadeva, 18,000 slogans. Other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, whatever is mentioned is all related with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan's Leela. So Hiranyaksha was killed by the Lord. So Hiranyakashipu was very much upset. He knew that Vishnu only killed my brother. So he immediately called all his assistants, Hiranyakashipu's assistants. It looks like it was not on this earthly planet. So he has given instruction actually to them, go and destroy this, anything related with Vishnu or his people, go and destroy. So I remember actually same thing happened in Vrindavan Dham. Lord Indra, even though he was not a daman, because he is also in this material world, he was covered by Maya because of his position. Once we know that Bhagavan Krishna in Nandagram, he stopped actually Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, everybody stopped the puja of Indra. Indra puja was stopped. Nobody was killed. Only his puja was. So the demonic nature came to him and immediately he called actually the Samvataka cloud. He was so angry because the Govardhan puja went on very nicely. And they did the parikrama, including Krishna himself has done the parikrama for the Govardhan afterwards, after the Govardhan puja. That is why we are giving a lot of importance for the Govardhan puja. Govardhan puja and Govardhan parikrama, if you go to Vrindavan Dham, somehow you should do the parikrama. By walk it is very nice. Now so many suvidhas are there, you can go by cycle, like srichas and this. But young people, they should not depend upon anything, you should walk. Barefoot you should walk. Because Krishna walked barefoot. He told all Brajavasis, come on, now the puja is finished, let us do a parikrama for Haridasa Vairya. Govardhana is known as Haridasa Vairya. So he got annoyed by successful completion of puja and everybody went home and he called Samvatakal. He could not tolerate it. He told, go and destroy bridge. It should be filled with water. Everything should come under the water. And concentrate on the cows. Because Krishna was very much fond of cows. You see that all the cows are killed. If you kill all the cows, automatically Krishna will die. Because he cannot tolerate that dukkha. So we know that he came and he put the water and, you know, Krishna himself was exhibited actually. Everybody went to Krishna and told actually, oh, you only told to stop Indra Puja. Now you see what Indra is doing, what you can do. So every time any problem in Vraj, they go to Krishna directly, even though he's a small boy. He said, okay, because of Govardhan Puja only you got this problem, no? So I'll use Govardhan only for stopping, to save you. Even I lifted the Govardhan, he made an umbrella, the 21 kilometers. The biggest umbrella ever anybody made on earth. He put everybody under that and he saved. So similarly, this Hiranyakashipu was also the Daman, he was against actually the Vishnu. Whatever the descriptions he has given here in this sloga, it is all related with, Prabhupada says, all these verses, everything is related with actually for the glorification of the Lord. Starting with Udhyana. So they came and started destroying everything. So sometimes the demons are also given a chance actually to exhibit their, you know, the power. Because finally the Lord won't come and show actually this, your power will not work. Okay, he want to show, the Lord want to show. So I remember actually in, I think it was 1972, I was a resident of Juhu. Radha Rasibiri was sitting actually on the outside the temple and, you know, a tent, temporary shed. Already the worship was going on, Mangalarti, Sandhyarti, everything was going on, Bhog offering, everything was going on. Prabhupada was there that time. So here, the around Juhu area, so many people, they were against, they were having the demonic nature because, you know, the passion, Juhu was actually still now also. People are on the mode of passion, not on Sattvaguna, because of their possession and power and things like that. So one day, they managed actually the demonic people, society, they managed to come and destroy, demolish the tent, temporary shed. So I was witnessing actually, could not do anything, witnessing actually the devotees, all American devotees, disciples of Prabhupada, they came and hugged actually Radha Rasibihari like this, don't touch our deity like that. They started demolishing. See, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prabhupada brought them to Juhu for their purification. For it is for whom? Prabhupada has opened all the temples for the benefit of the conditioned souls around that area. So they can come and do the devotional sakti, practice Krishna consciousness. And somehow or other, Bhagavan has made arrangement that, you know, they could not do much, they could not touch the deity. It was saved. Similarly, there are a lot of disturbance of so many people, you know. They took the morcha, they took, wanted to fight, they come inside. And some of the residents here, inhabitants of here. So I was here at that time, you know. People used to bring actually the fish and meat and everything to the compound. And, you know, they used to stop, they never used to listen to them. How much they can do the disturbance actually? Even though they are Hindus, most of the Hindus in Kali Yuga, without Krishna consciousness, they are called Jandus. Exactly like Jandus, they acted here actually inside. They would drive, you know, stop this temple, drive this temple. So at that time I was young. So I myself has witnessed actually what has happened to these people, demonic people actually. Immediately Krishna did not put an end to, you know, such people, but gradually they all become miserable. Still I can see it, miserable situation. Even after undergoing that miserable situation, still people are not coming and having darshan, because Krishna will not allow such people to come inside. Naham sarvasya prakasha. He will not give darshan to such people. They will never ever come. Even if they come, I can see some people are coming to the gate, outside the gate, and they do pranam and go, but they cannot come inside. I asked somebody, why you cannot come inside? No, no, it's okay. From there they cannot see the deity, Chalidi. That is why Bhagavan, he will not give darshan to, it is not very easy to get darshan. Even the deities, powerful deities, darshan, you cannot. We say that when we go to Vrindavan Dham, we should see the three deities in a day, then you are equivalent to seeing Krishna. Govindji, Radha Govindji, Gopinathji and Madan Mohan. These three deities are very important. Vajranava made it. So, anybody saying this same deity, the same day you should have darshan, then you are equivalent to seeing Krishna personally. It is confirmed. But mostly it is not possible. Everybody cannot. Because if you go according to your time and go at 11 o'clock, Aram se jayega, darshan hoega, dusra band hoega. But those who are serious, they will adjust the time. They will ask, what time these temples are open? I want to see all the three deities. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohana. So these three deities, darshan is very important. But Krishna will not allow, that is what I am telling. It is very difficult. So such demonic people, what happened? I am telling about the demonic nature of the people. Even after the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in palaces made for him, everybody is allowed to come inside. There is no restriction. Everybody can come to the temple and have darshan. Srila Prabhupada made such a way. And anybody can enter into devotional service. But it is very difficult. So this demonic activities, sometime, the Lord will allow for some time. It will not continue. One should not get actually disturbed. Even if you go for preaching to some places, people cannot tolerate. One person came to my house actually in 1972. He came and knocked the door at 7 o'clock in the morning. And he brought a big book, paper. He said, yes, what do you want? Then he said, you please sign this letter. I said, what is this letter? These Hare Krishna people they wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and they are making a lot of noise and we are not able to sleep. So it is the next building actually. So we are telling actually, giving complaint to the police saying that this should be stopped or they should be driven out. So that time actually I have not come and associated with ISKCON, but I had a feeling in my, because I am a Krishna devotee, good things are going on somehow because of the people around here, we are not able to come here and associate. Then I told him, Mr. So-and-so, see, I am getting up in the morning. While getting up in the morning, I am hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting. So it is very pleasant for me. The morning is very pleasant for me and the whole day is good for me. How can I sign your letter? So please excuse me. He got annoyed with me. He says, you should be driven out of the society. You are the one who is encouraging. You should be out from this society. He said, okay, no problem. You can do that. So still in Kali Yuga, not in Hiranyakashipu's or Hiranyakashipu's time, there are, Prabhupada said, so many Hiranyakashipu's are there still on earth. And they are deadly against actually the devotional service. So anyway, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned something in this purport actually. Prabhupada in the purport, he has not mentioned about the activities of the Hiranyakashipu's name is not mentioned. What is good for us, what you have to learn from here, he is given actually here. The demons, simply they plan to kill Vishnu and happy by sense gratification. Lastly, he has given. It is for his pleasure he wanted to kill, he wanted to stop. And he wanted to be, I am successful. Okay, see, it is gone. That success is also only temporarily, maybe he will become successful. Eventually what is going to happen? So Prabhupada is mentioning here, because they destroyed the Udyan. Gardens they destroyed. The gardens actually getting lot of flowers and the fruits. He said actually this is meant for the satisfaction of the Lord, not for our sense gratification. The flowers are used actually for, Prabhupada has mentioned here, Krishna likes, Supreme Personality of God likes actually the fruits and flowers. The Lord will be pleased to accept them. When we go to Vrindavan Dham, we can see, when we go to Govardhan Parikrama, most of the people start from Radha Gund, Shyam Gund. Then first we go to Kusum Sarovar. Kusum Sarovar is still an Udyan, but we cannot see the actual Kusum Sarovar there. Kusum means actually fragrant flowers were there actually. And fragrant flowers were picked up by gopis of Vrindavan. Gopis and Radharani used to come in the morning. Before Krishna comes, they come. They pluck the flowers and they make the Vanamala, beautiful garland, they make it. And when Krishna comes, they will give it to him. There are so many stories actually about Kusum Sarovar. There are so many pastimes took place in that particular place. So, if you go to the next door, there is one temple is there, where Krishna is decorating the hair of Radharani. There is punishment given by Radharani actually. Krishna acted like a Mali of the garden. So that pujari will tell actually, if it is 9 o'clock, will say, can you wait up to 10:30? Very seriously will ask. Why? He said, 10:30 is the time Krishna comes. And Radharani and gopis, they are making the flowers. They are giving the garlands. Krishna will come and accept the garlands at 10:30 in the morning. Still it is going on. Nitya Leela is going on. We can see only the Sarovar is there, and some temple, Uthava's temple is there, some palace they made it. The respect, we know actually, when you go to such place, we know that Nitya Leela is going on at that particular place. Then they will say, okay, if you have time, 11 o'clock you go to Radhagund. From here, Krishna and Radha are going to Radhagund. They have pastime 11 o'clock. He will have lunch prasadam there actually. Radhani will prepare. So such pastimes are to be glorified, and still the Leela is going on, even if we cannot see the Leelas are going on. Prabhupada has mentioned actually Krishna likes this. The gardens are meant for him. So we are supposed to protect from the demonic people actually. Okay, somebody wants to destroy it. No. They cannot do that. And there is a proof that actually when Govardhan Puja was going on, all the gopis, they brought everything cooked, uncooked for the Govardhan, to offer to Govardhan. Annakoot was made. And everything was eaten by Govardhan. Haridasa Vidya, the Lord actually assumed that particular form and he started eating everything. Whatever is offered, everything is taken. Whatever is uncooked, they purchased, and again and again, Govardhan is telling, Aniyor, bring more. Still I am hungry. Bhook lagta hai. So the gopis were running here and there. Whatever they could bring, they put it again, Aniyor. So when Brahmana came and asked, why are you running here and there? What is your problem? Said, well, we offered everything to Govardhan, they ate everything, nothing is left out. Still he is asking for something, we don't have anything, shop doesn't have anything, nothing is available, what to do now? He said, don't worry. He went and brought one tulsi leaf. and he submitted at the lotus feet of Govardhan. The moment Tulasi leaf is given, Govardhan said, "I am happy, I am happy, I am happy. My stomach is full. I don't want anything more." So that is the patram. Bhagavan likes it. Even if you bring actually chappan bhog, some people are making chappan bhog, 100 item, 200 item, 300 item, 500, 1000, whatever it may be. Many days it takes to bring that bhog to the Lord. If you set everything in front of the Lord, He will not look at it unless until there is tulasi leaf in it. Somebody will say, "Why? How much pain I took it for Krishna, I made all these things, still He is not taking, He will not take it, no way." But that is promise is given to Tulasi Mata. So that is what Prabhupada is telling. Actually, Bhagavan is telling, Patram Pushpam Balam Doyam Yome Bhaktiya Prayachati. With the devotion, all these things are, the Padma Purana it is mentioned, if anybody is in the morning, if they pluck one Tulasi leaf and offer to me every day, I do not know what is to be given to the devotee. Of course, I can give myself to him, but that is not enough. That is the mood of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, with the bhaktis. Because it is the duty of all living entities. Whatever occupation, our main purpose should be, please Supreme Lord. So, yat karoshi yat asnashi yat dugoshi yat asti yat tapasyasi kaundeya tat kurusha mada arpanam. This is the instruction given in the Bhagavad Gita. Whatever we eat, whatever you give, whatever you get it, whatever you do, everything should be offered to Krishna. Arpanam. That is our duty actually. Bhagavad Gita very clearly it is mentioned. Prabhupada said actually, our duty is actually to satisfy the Lord, not satisfying our senses. Satisfying the Lord, how to satisfy the Lord? Bhagavad Gita we follow, Krishna said what he likes, what he doesn't like. Everything is mentioned. Prabhupada said actually from Vedic knowledge, the Vedic authorities are there. Brahma, Shiva, they are all authorities. So if you want to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should follow actually the Vedic knowledge, Vedic instruction. That also we should learn from the authorities, proper authorities. Many times in the purport, Prabhupada has given the caution. We are likely in this material world, oh, something is happening there, something is happening there, that is very good, this is very good, that temple is very good. So, on 2 days ago, there was a, on a Dwadashi day, somebody was asking, "Bro, are you coming to, we are going to some temple in Chembur, we want to come." He said, "Why you want to go? You don't want to see Ratharasipa?" "No, no, that is very nice." Prabhupada said all his temples, especially in Vrindavan and all, he said, no need of going to all 1000 temples. I brought the whole spiritual world in this temple. The whole spiritual world is here. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nyananda Prabhu is there. Radha Krishna is there. Whole spiritual world is here. So sometimes we may get a confusion. Is it okay if I go to that temple or go to this temple? That may be better. The Shanka should not be there. That is why he said, you follow Vedic instruction, Vedas. Second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, if time permits, I will read one sloga. Brahmaji is telling to Narada Muni actually. Clear cut instruction is giving actually. You should not worship anyone. You should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Shamasundara, you should worship him. That is your duty. How can you please Narada? You follow me. I know how to please him. Actually, what he likes. Similarly, Lord Shiva knows how to. How to glorify him? Krishna likes glorification. All glorification he doesn't like. Pajadam Preeti Purvagam. Whatever he likes actually, whatever he is instructed, that has come from what he likes is actually he has given this message to Vedic knowledge is given to Brahma. Brahmaji as it is given down to the disciple succession. They have not added anything, subtracted anything. So that has come through A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We have the ritual, we have the formalities, we have everything. How Krishna can be pleased? Whatever we learn, actually, Prabhupada has mentioned in all purports, what is cream, what we are supposed to follow, what is important. These are all things are given here, we should learn it and practice it. Then we can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. Prabhupada, one of the purport is telling actually, you know, the karmic activities, past karma is acting on us. Past karma is just like a bundle, you know, it is there on the back of everyone. It is there back of even the devotees and the non-devotees. Non-devotees mean, Prabhupada said only two type of people are there in this material world. Who are they? One is devotees, another is Damans, correct. Those who are not Krishna conscious, they are Damans. Because, you know, even the Damans also, we know that they were praying and doing tapasya and everything to please Brahma, Lord Shiva, and what happened to them earlier. So the Damans are also having the past karma. Devotees are also having the past karma. It is acting one after another. Devotees are aware of it. Those who are in Krishna consciousness, they know something happening. This is my past karma. If we suppose our finger is cut little bit, what the devotees will think? Actually, according to my past karma, my hand was supposed to go. With Krishna's mercy, my devotional service, only is a small cut happened. He will not complain about it. I glorify Krishna, you reduce my punishment this much. So the devotees, they know how to counteract their past karma. One after another is coming, they know how to stop it. But the demons, they do not know. They do not know about it. They are in nescience. And birth after birth, it is continued. The reactions are horrible. Even if they get a chance actually to come and associate with Krishna consciousness or the devotees, pure devotees of the Lord, they will not have a mind to go there. They will not have a mind to speak to that particular person. So, what is the result? It says they are, every life they are making their way for a special cell of hell. Every time they are making actually. Some icha will be there. Finally, they have to prepare a special prison for them, hell for them. Whatever is mentioned actually, that is not enough. Special one for such people. So this is very, very important. This message is very, very important. So devotees also, Prabhupada mentioned, your reactions will be according to your proportion of the devotional service which you do. Not that I am chanting Hare Krishna Mantra 16 rounds or doing something, following, so all my dharma, the sins will be eradicated. No. If the serious sickness is there, you have to take heavy dose of medicine. You have to increase it. So one has to increase his devotional service. That also Prabhupada has mentioned actually. Proportionately, you should increase your devotional service. Even if there is nothing is happening to you, no reactions are happening, still to make the way for back home, back to Godhead, we have to increase. So that even though we are actually in this material world, we are affected by the Maya, we should not be pulled by anyone. We have to put a strong barrier around us by increasing the devotional service. So that devotional service, what is that devotional service? In the different actually, Prabhupada has mentioned this, government indeed entire society should be structured in such a way that everyone can be trained to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But unfortunately, especially in the age, Nade vidu swartha gadimhi Vishnum, people do not know the highest goal of human life is to please Lord Vishnu. This teaching or this information, this knowledge is not at all there actually. Nobody in the society, no college, no school, no society member, no father, no mother, nobody is actually helping one boy actually in South India, when I went to South India, he was telling that, Prabhuji, in my house I am only chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I said, what about your father and mother? Oh, they want to kill me. He said, why they are so against actually? No, they are thinking that, you know, I will become a sannyasi and leave home and go somewhere. So they are afraid. They do not know anything about it, but still they are, somebody told them, said, don't send your child, send Hare Krishna. He will not come back actually. So he is not a father. The Shastra says that one is a father when he can send his children to Krishna consciousness and back home, back to Godhead. They do not know about it. Demonic nature is coming. So we should not be affected, especially the young devotee, they should not be affected by the influence of Maya or influence of the society to take you out of Krishna consciousness, which is actually out of Krishna consciousness means living for, preparing for another hell. Who want to go to hell? Even if they are coming back to this material world, they are going to come to hell. There are so many hell in the material world also. In the same life we can see. Horrible things are happening. Still people, they don't want to accept. That is what Prabhupada says actually. They don't want to please Krishna. They don't want. Now, lot of drought were there in Andhra Pradesh. You know, people were dying. So many things were happening. So I was telling all the devotees, you know, you do Sankirtan, definitely. They did the Sankirtan and rain came in Hyderabad 2 days ago. But people, they do not, they are ready to suffer, but they are not ready to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is our protector. Somebody there, come on, I will protect you. They don't want. So Srila Prabhupada said, actually, you can go back home, back to Godhead. Only one thing he said, that you don't leave my feet, lotus feet. Hang on to me under any circumstances. I will take you back home, back to Godhead. That assurance is given. So our duty is actually, in Krishna consciousness, put all the efforts, make a structure. The government cannot make a structure, but we can make a plan, structure the whole area. Suppose we are like some temple, the area is there covered. Make a structure of that area in such a way that somebody is going to that place and talking about Krishna. This personally we can see those who are going out for preaching to different states. Wherever you go, suppose there is a famous temple somewhere, Krishna temple is there, you can see Hare Krishna people are set up a center there, distributing the books and preaching about Bhagavad Gita. This knowledge is given. That is the energy of the Supreme Personality, Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Even though he is not there, he is there in, as instruction in the instructions in the form of book, and the disciples are carrying out the same way, that same actually is energy is working. As long as that energy is there, if one put an effort, the energy will work on them and they can simply change the people actually to Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada actually mentioned in one of the purport in the second canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmaji is telling actually the schedule of incarnation, glorifying. Now after telling actually the Narada Muni about different incarnations and different pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to glorify, he said, I am not the person who is doing all these things, creation and that. I am not the head of the department. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Under His guidance, I am doing something. That is all. Still I am in Maya. And after glorifying, He is telling that, Isyavadara katha gayanti, my dear son. You tell everyone actually in this material world, Isyavadara katha gayanti. You should simply sing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what activities He has done, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, which is beneficial for the people. Beneficial for the people. They should do it. The devotees, if we can give it out, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the solution for all the material problems. Plus they can get bhakti, love for Krishna. There is so much of importance actually. The cream of all Vedic knowledge is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. One can hear and study, especially study the purports of Srila Prabhupada. All guidance are there in simple language he has actually given. So we have no time, Matila. There are so many things about this propagation of Krishna consciousness. So we can make everybody to chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Mahamandra is not from this material world. Nobody should evaluate actually the strength of Hare Krishna Mahamandra. It is so potent actually. Yesterday the Prabhuji was telling in the class, everybody has got changed. From materialistic person, you know, the all anarthas has gone, everything is gone, only because of one thing. What is that? Japa. Chanting holy name of Krishna. Especially Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because it is also confirmed in the Vedic knowledge. Vedas are telling actually. Brahmaji is telling, emphasizing actually. He says, I went through all the Vedic Vedas and finally I concluded that actually this, it is Odasagam Namnam, Kaligalmashana Asanam, Nadadaga Paradarupayaga, Sarva Vedeshu Dishyade. Bhagavanam is telling, all scriptures are telling, all devotees are telling. Kali Yuga Dharma is Namasankirtana, it will work. There is no doubt. So I'll just read actually the Kulasekhar Alvar is also directing us only to Krishna Nama Jaba.
Chatruchediga Mandram Sagala Upanishad Vakya Sampuja Mandram Samsaro Cheda Mandram Samujita Tamasa Sangha Niryana Mandram Sarveshwariya Mandram Vyasana Bhujaga Sandashta Santrana Mandram Jihve Sri Krishna Mandram Japa Japa Satatam Janma Safalya Mantram.
So he's telling, oh tongue, Jihve, he's telling them, tongue of all humanity, tongue, please constantly chant the mantra composed with Sri Krishna's name. There is no difference between Sri Krishna and His holy name. So chanting the holy name means actually you are associating with the Lord. We are associating with the Lord when we chant the holy name. This is only mantra for destroying the enemies. The mantra worshipped by every word of the Upanishads. The mantra that uproots samsara. Everybody is tired of samsara. Samsara dava. This can be uproots. Samsara can be uproots. The mantra that drives away all the darkness of ignorance. They will come to know actually. I told you now, the non-devotees are in ignorance. This ignorance will go, the light will come. How? By simply chanting the holy name. The mantra for attaining infinite opulence. If you want Sarve Aishwarya, that also you can get it. The mantra for curing those bitten by the poisonous snake of Vatti, worldly distress. Distress is coming one after another, the poison is there in the body. Somebody says actually, how can I come out of my distress? One after another is coming. What is that? And a mantra for making one's birth in this world successful. Janma Safalya. for all these things, beyond all these things, going back home, back to Godhead. This is the best mantra. One should practice it. Nirandara. Satatam kirtayantoma. How much we can chant, how much we can take out the name of Krishna, that much is the possibility that our way back home, back to God, it will become very clear. Sometimes it is very easy. You close your eyes, open your eyes, you are sitting in front of Krishna and chanting the holy name of the Lord. That will be the result. Tiktva deham punar janma naidi mamedi chodhyam. So that is what Kulasekhar Alvar is directing us for everything. Jihve Sri Krishna mantra japa japa. So these great personalities, shastras, everybody is propagating. We are all practice and we are all experienced. So our duty is actually to help the conditioned soul suffering in this material world by distributing this holy name freely as done by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna. So I will not get in demonic nature. Will not feel to disturb any devotees. Will not feel something to destroy which is related to the Lord. So that is the devotional service. Seva. Hare Krishna. Anybody has got any comments? Yes, please.
Hare Krishna. There is one chapter in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Lord's tour to South India. The Lord's tour to South India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travels to the holy places.
Yeah.
In South India. So, as you said that Prabhupada said that he has brought the whole spiritual world inside ISKCON. Sure, I also accept it, and there's not much life outside of our ISKCON temples. But still, like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I read that chapter, and recently I was in South India. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to all these places, Tirupati, as you know, Srirangam, Padmanabh,
Adigeshwara temple. Padmanabha, yes.
So sometimes there is a lot of curiosity also to see these ancient temples, you know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even visited Shiva and Meenakshi temple also. So how can you comment, you know, because India, you know, we are brought up in India, so these temples are. And just in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada mentions something about Srirangam temple, and then he mentions that the history that 1200 Sri Vaishnavas were killed during some incident. So in this verse also it mentions that their hermitages were destroyed and
maybe Hiranyakashipu time. Maybe Hiranyakashipu's time.
Yeah, okay. So, but then, you know, like this is so fearful, you know. I mean, if I'm sitting and, you know, if something comes and attacks, you know, why the Lord is all powerful. Why should he not protect me, you know? I'm just making a point.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited South India. Shankaracharya is born there. Mayavadi philosophy was very powerful actually in South India. Even the Vaishnavas were not ready to accept actually Krishna Nama. They were attached actually to Lakshmi Narayan. Lakshmi Narayan Puja and things like that. So he wanted to change that even the toughest people to Krishna consciousness. You know, the discussion between him and the Venkatapatta regarding Narayana and Krishna and things like that. So people surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody started actually chanting the holy name of Krishna. So he wanted to give this benefit in the age of Kali Yuga even for such people actually. Okay, come to that. Because I said, beta, no, I am doing this, that is the best. I will not be doing anything else. So Lord himself has to go to South India. You know, he sent actually his Goswamis to Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu to Bengal. He himself has gone to South India. So wherever he went, actually he was making the people to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Even Lord Shiva temple event or Devi temple event, he was making everybody chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because he himself is Lord, so powerful that people used to accept it. Eventually we can see that there is no much people they know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in South India, especially in Kerala and all. Now we started actually preaching. You know, the Adigeshwar temple is there from where he has taken the Brahma Samhita. So his lotus feet is there. He went to all the three Vishnus are not known to anyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only disclosed that the Adigeshwar temple is Mahavishnu, Padmanabha is Garbhadashai Vishnu, and Janardhan temple is actually Kshiradashai Vishnu. All the three Vishnu temple he visited and told, actually this is the three Vishnu. So that purpose is, I am not telling that you should not go to any other temple. Sometime what happened, when people come to Vrindavan Dham, there are 5,000 temples are there, Krishna, earlier. Now it is maybe 10,000. So some people, they worry, oh, I could not go to the temple, I could not get the darshan of that, then they start worrying about it. So Prabhupada said, if you have taken darshan of Radha Shyam Sundar, Krishna Valaram, this spiritual world, whole Goloka Vrindavan is here, you don't worry about it. Okay, you have seen everything. So that doesn't mean that one will not allow somebody to go to Radha Raman temple or Govanji temple, or they can go. But practically, we experience that this is spiritual world. Within the compound wall here, it is actually spiritual world, correct? In the evening, you know, the devotees are chanting outside, inside. Everywhere Krishna Katha is going on, Krishna Prasadam being distributed. But when you go outside, what is there? Outside the compound world, what is there? All fighting, and Risha, this, and so many passion. Nobody is telling Hare Krishna or Japa or something like that. Only our devotees, when they go, they will do it. So this really is a spiritual world. There is no doubt about it. And this, your second question is, why the Lord is not protecting? Somebody is humming. Demonic people are humming, or somebody will try to change your mind. You know, change your mind. If your mind is not under control, they will bring all the arguments to show that why you remain in Krishna consciousness. You can get a better job, or you can get a better salary, or your price tag price is so much and you are accepting something lower. Like that people will preach and try to take out actually. So for that, actually the philosophy, the Krishna consciousness, what is Krishna consciousness? Brahmaji says you cannot understand Krishna fully. Only little bit you can understand. That much also you should try to understand through the scriptures, Vedic knowledge. Then you become firm actually. Nobody can attack you. The attack will not be affecting you at all. You have the result. So the four Kumaras wanted to remain as Brahmacharis. One day they went actually to Brahmaji. They went to ask Brahmaji some questions. The first question they asked actually, my dear father, you please tell me how to get protection from this material world, Maya, and especially how to control the mind. Bring the mind under control and to the Krishna consciousness. So Brahmaji, he took his head, he was scratching his head. What did you ask? Please repeat your question. Again he asked actually, then he thought he doesn't have any answer. See, somebody can answer your question only when they realized it. Otherwise, there is no meaning. You know, they should realize it, then give the answer so that they will try. So, Brahmaji contemplated on his father, Supreme Personality, what, my dear father, my sons are asking this question. Even I myself is affected by with my mind and this thing like that, so please. So immediately one Hamsa, the Lord himself came as Hamsa Avatar. He came there, beautiful Hamsa came there. He came very slowly, slowly towards them, and then these people asked, actually, who are you? Then he started telling actually the answer properly. If you get the time, it is there in the 11th Kanto Srimad Bhagavatam, this particular Hamsavatara. Hamsavatara, Bhagavan is giving actually some practical solutions. You can say scientific also. You have to analyze it, study it, then you apply it. Then you will be successful. How to control the mind. No need of going actually there are so many things going on here, no? Mind control, they charge you, give me 5,000 rupees or give me 10,000 rupees, I will teach you a yoga. You can control your mind. Nobody has come out by auto? Something is going around actually. So, no need of going. Everything is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Group of devotees can sit there, analyze it, study it, apply it, it will work. But we don't have faith actually in this. Oh, it is written in the book. It is not practical. They will close it. No. Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Dharma is practical. Everybody can follow. So you will see that actually holy name is protecting you. If chanted properly, without any offenses. Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavadam Ki. Yesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.